historic vote underway in the U.S. Senate. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News. A vote to make Judge Ketanji Brown Jackson the first black woman on the U.S. Supreme Court. It's a milestone Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says should have happened generations ago.
Nevertheless, America today is taking a giant step towards making our union more perfect.
At least three Republicans were planning to support the nomination, but not Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell.
The soon-to-be justice can either satisfy her radical fan club or help preserve the judiciary that Americans need, but not both.
McConnell reiterating concerns about Jackson's record, but adding he hopes she proves him wrong. They're nearing the end of the vote. Earlier, a rare unanimous vote in the Senate twice. First, to suspend normal trade relations with Russia, then to ban oil imports from Russia, which the president had previously done by executive order. Meantime, the White House announcing that other countries agreed to release more oil from strategic reserves, boosting the total to 240 million barrels after last week's commitment by the U.S. to release a million barrels a day for 6 months. Europe is ready to ban coal from Russia, but not oil and natural gas, at least not yet.
My strong sense is that Europeans are very much committed, as I said, to ending that dependence.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken, after a NATO meeting in Brussels, also saying there's a growing coalition supporting Ukraine and that they'll continue to ramp up pressure on Russia. Russia says it will resign from the UN's Human Rights Council after today's vote at the UN to suspend it from the council over its actions in Ukraine, though Russia still calls that vote illegal. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi becoming the latest top official in Washington to test positive for COVID. She's asymptomatic, isolating for now. The White House says despite events together in recent days. She's not considered a close contact of the president, who tested negative last night. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
New York's attorney general wants a court to hold former President Trump in contempt and fine him $10,000 a day for failing to comply with a subpoena for documents in her ongoing civil probe of his business practices. Trump is appealing a February ruling that forces him to answer questions under oath. The number of people struck and killed by cars rising in the latest report.
It was more dangerous for pedestrians last year than the year before, according to a nonprofit safety group. The report from the Governor's Highway Safety Association found the number of people on foot who were killed in motor vehicle crashes surged 17% in the first half of 2021 to 3,441 people, part of a rising trend. Even in 2020, pedestrian deaths remained elevated, despite a sharp drop in driving at the beginning of the pandemic. The group linking the increase to reckless drivers, outdated infrastructure, and fewer officers patrolling the roads. Lillian Wu, Fox News.
Uber hopes to become a travel super app.
The company announcing that it will be adding trains, buses, planes, and car rentals to the UK version of its app. Uber won't be providing the travel services themselves. Rather, they will be partnering with companies that sell tickets for the other features. The company is saying that if all goes well with the UK integration of the new services, they could eventually expand it to other countries. Currently, Uber offers local services such as car rides, food deliveries, airport ride reservations, and bikes. Uber says that it will also offer hotel bookings down the road. The UK is one of the ride-sharing app's biggest markets.
Fox's Mike Gunzelman. Wall Street's been paring some earlier losses after a triple-digit slide for the Dow, but now it's up 21 points. Oil prices getting back over $96 a barrel, but fluctuating. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
This is Jimmy Fallon, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.